Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coming up on TMS, Moist from the Juice.
One tall bald man.
Nuts to butts.
Generative barb fill.
Woke Texan yoga elephants.
Poisonous frog pants.
Big dicks Menards.
Excalibur, cause I don't care.
You get no projects, no Kickstarters, and no Lieutenant Yar!
Extra nobody.
I think she hates the French.
Just like a Saturday night dinner at Ibbot's Airbnb.
Downward facing pachyderm.
Splitting the donut.
My little transformer. With Stephen and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Let's face it, there was a bishop in the Middle Ages there, 1800 something.
How essential is the roach's testimony to your case?
The Morning Stream. Yes, I'm not easy to get along with, am I?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to TMS. It is The Morning Stream for June 12th, 2023. I'm Scott Johnson, and that's Brian Ibbot over there. Hello, Brian.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, man.
I'm back for a couple days, and then I'm back, and then I'm gone.
Then you're gone again. Do you leave Thursday? No, Friday?
Yes, Thursday. Leave for Vegas Thursday, yep. But Chris Brown likes to go places stupid late, so it won't affect TMS, it won't affect Coverville. We're leaving the airport at like we're flying out to Vegas at 9 p.m. or something.
Oh, gosh. So you'll get there at about 9 their time.
About 10:30 their time.
Oh, okay. So you'll lose, you gain an hour, but you're still getting there late.
Yeah, it's about a 2-hour flight and taxiing and pooping around and stuff.
It's a lot, yeah.
It's a lot. But I don't like getting anywhere that late. It's like, I want there to be, plenty of time to get my hotel room, to play the $20 trick,
sure.
And hopefully get an upgrade, all that stuff.
Yeah, you have a routine. And
every routine.
The real Chris Brown is messing with your routine there, you know?
That's right, exactly. And here's my thinking, though. I mean, I'm staying in Excalibur because, as I mentioned before, I don't care.
That's the rule. If you're staying there, you have to not care if you're staying.
You have to not care. And I'm guessing the $20 trick, the $20 upgrade, it's like, here's $20. Do you have any upgrades you can give me? Oh, sir, yes, we can actually upgrade you to a room that doesn't smell like vomit. Oh, thank you.
Good. Yeah. They get upgrade. Wow. I wonder if that works at Circus. They'll upgrade you from like the room that has a corpse in it. Do you want a corpse
your $20 corpse? Upgrade is here's a room in Excalibur.
Yeah. You got to move up the strip a little bit, but it's much better up there. Yeah, it only smells like vomit, Plaza. Not dead people. So, yeah.
Exactly. I'd stay at the Plaza, but Chris Brown and his buddy are staying at Harrah's, and I don't have free rooms at Harrah's, so that's why I picked Excalibur. It's like, you know what? Free room. I don't care. Let's stay there.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I would stay at Plaza and take advantage of their new carousel bar, their ginormous donut place. Did you see the size of the donuts
it's
at
big.
The freaking box?
It's monstrous. Five people should order one donut. For real.
Exactly. It's like it's a donut that you cut into slices and give and share with your friends, basically.
It's like pizza, pizza donut, kind of.
Yeah.
I really wouldn't eat one of those on your own, for real. Like, it's too much. That's crazy. To do that.
No, I know.
I know some people will, and hey, buy gum, do what you want to do, but I would split that thing if I were anyone going there. But yeah, like Vegas, man, it's like you'd never left. You're just right back. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like
nothing wrong with that.
Whatever.
Nothing wrong with
home
that.
Away from home.
Big concert.
And I'll probably have another trip there later in the fall with Barry, Tanner, Tristan. Alex, of course, Tanner and Alex. We decided we, the D&D team, because Tanner didn't get to go to TMS Vegas. He was still jonesing for a Vegas trip. So we're like, yeah, we'll go in the fall and it'll be, you know, all of the D&D group, basically, who goes.
He's been in Japan so long, I think he's going to come home in a kimono, is my thing.
I think so, yeah. I think
he's going to refuse.
Wrapped in seaweed.
He's going to, he'll only watch anime from now on.
That's right. Exactly.
What else?
I know, 3 weeks in Japan.
That's a long time.
I'm envious, and I don't know, man, I don't know how I would do it. I would have to just keep doing the shows from Japan, and it would be whatever ridiculous time it is.
I just literally couldn't do it. Unless I was moving there and staying there forever, I just don't know how.
Yeah.
I don't know how this is possible. But I guess most people, they get vacation time at work and they go, and that's what they do.
Exactly. Yeah. You just couldn't, you know, Kickstarters, no projects. I'm not committing to any daily YouTube shows.
Nope. Just can't get out there and
unless
get that
done. Unless the daily YouTube show is, here's 5 minutes of me wherever I am in Japan, basically.
Yeah, that's true. I suppose you could, if you really wanted to, you could make something of it. But then it kind of negates the whole point of getting away and having a vacation, you know?
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm envious. I would absolutely love to do 3 weeks in Japan, especially they're doing it right because they're going to all sorts of different places, Osaka, and I think they went to Hiroshima, and you know, they bounced all around the country, and I think that's the way to do it because it's different.
All everywhere. Up and down that island, you know? All up and down that big old peninsula, strait, whatever you call it, thing. The whole
island is correct.
Yeah. It's kind of a big old lengthy one.
Set of islands,
know?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah. It's like Hawaii, but bigger and cooler with more video games and anime.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, I see Tanner. Oh, is Tanner actually trying to be in today's game? Let me just double check something here.
Oh, that'd be funny if he is. He's staying out over Shibuya Crossing.
What? Ah! What? I don't know what that is, but it should be a crossing.
That's the giant zebra crossing where crosswalks. I'm sorry, I have to call it different things because I am a robot. I cannot identify crosswalks.
The big one that you always see with the tons of people.
That you always see with thousands of people all like intersecting to go different directions in this crosswalk.
So hold on, he's in a hotel overlooking that?
Yes, sounds like it.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, it's midnight. He better be in a hotel room. I hope he's not just, you know, sitting on the edge of a building.
Well, I hear tale of a drunken train exploit. So maybe he's recovering from that. I don't know. Anyway, well, good luck. Oh, look, a kitty appearance. Everyone,
kitty alert.
Yeah,
kitty alert.
Are you at home listening on audio? You're missing out on this cat. She's the one that likes Brian.
Cat ever.
Yeah, she likes Brian.
Fuzziest cat in the world.
Doesn't like Tina. Likes a warm,
doesn't like anybody else.
Warm video, pinball table, all these things.
Yeah. So, do you want to get on the pinball table? You want on the pinball table? I'll put you on the pinball table.
Yeah. Get the warmth in there.
As I tangle my headphone cord around her leg. That's
why
awesome.
Not? Why not? Indeed. Hey, good news about the morning form we usually do on Mondays. We're extending it a week.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, we're extending this week's contest 1 week because I had no time to prepare the new one. So
you really got slammed these last few days.
Yeah, the last few days have been very, very busy. I have a niece living with us for another 4 days. She's been here since Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
So there's that. And just a lot going on. Carter's been sick. She's finally feeling better, but now she's running around like crazy. Kim's got a million things going on. It's just a lot. We did family pictures yesterday. Oh, quick shout out to the weasels that were waiting for their chance to do photos. I got to tell this real fast. I wasn't going to put it in the notes. I didn't put it in the notes.
Okay.
But I'm annoyed by this group. So there's this group of skaters.
Yeah.
Here's the way the story goes. Cart Taylor says, we're wearing these colors and we're going to this place. Be there at 6. I'm like, sweet.
Sure.
Great. We'll be there. Taylor's always in charge of family photos every year. So we're all wearing the colors she told us to wear. We drive downtown. It's right in the center of town, and it's up on top of a building. It's like a parking building that's in the middle of the financial district. But what's cool about it is up on top, it has this like cool 360 panoramic view of all these other buildings and the mountains behind those. It's like a perfect shot or place to do like we're getting married photos or, you know, whatever. People do photos up there all the time. It's kind of a known place by photographers locally. Cost you $10 to park. Fine, whatever. And then nobody's up there. And it was raining that day, so we figured there would be extra nobody up there. All right.
Okay.
So good. We come pulling around this thing. It's the very top. So it's about 8 loops to get to the top of the parking garage.
Okay.
And Kim's driving and doing this loop. And we get up to the final loop. And as we're about to make the turn, some skater kid comes flying out in front of us in this otherwise abandoned space. Nobody's up here. And almost gets hit. Kim's, now she's pissed. She's like, what the frick? What the hell? Anyway, we get out of the car and they're off on their own doing their own little skater pictures. Somebody's taking pictures of them doing ollies and, you know, just stupid skater stuff. It's fine. Yeah. Whatever. It's maybe it's an album. I don't know what they're doing. Sure. And we go do our thing. We got all the kids and the babies are there and Ripley's with us. So we got dog pictures and all the stuff. We signed up for the whole thing and Taylor's got a photographer there that she does trade with. So she'll do her family ones next. And anyway, so we're all doing this thing. About halfway through the process, I noticed those kids and one tall, bald man, no offense, but he just looked out of place. He looked like he was like, wait, who's this guy and why is he with these kids?
That's fine.
It's totally fine.
The manager.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, he was like their manager. I don't know what he was, but they're all over there now looking at us with like daggers in their eyes.
Oh, no.
And we're like, what's the problem? We don't know. Well, just keep doing it. Do the photos, do the summary. And they kept going like this. I'm like, really? What is this? I mean, we almost got one of you killed. What's the problem now?
Yeah.
And then when we finally finished up, they were like looking really pissed. And it turns out they were just waiting for the little space we were in. They wanted for the graffiti that was back there.
Gotcha. Oh, gotcha.
Which is fine.
Because of the backdrop and stuff. Yeah,
sure. Which is fine, but we got there first and we had photos to take. And
who reserved? Who's in charge of reserving the part of the parking garage?
Well, here's the funny bit. If you're going to get there before us and almost get yourself killed by jumping in front of the car, you'd think you'd have your spots all mapped out before we got there. So maybe go take the spot you're looking for before we arrive, because it was easy. They were down doing other shit, so we just went up there to do our thing. So by the time we left, I was like, I thought, well, I'm not going to leave this like pissy. So as I'm passing bald guy, I go, hey, sorry that took so long to them, right? Just kind of to smooth things over. And I was hoping he would do like a George Costanza where George is all pissed the lady's on the payphone.
Yes.
And then when she says, sorry that took so long, and he goes, oh, that's fine, it's okay, after he's been freaking out for 10 minutes.
Right, he's been fuming. Yes, exactly.
I thought maybe I'd get one of those. Nope. Nope. He was pissed and steely. He looked at me with his eyes all squinted and kept walking. It's like,
oh, whatever. Jeez.
Yeah, he was mad. So anyway, it was dumb. I hated it.
That's all right. Now, whenever you look at that photo, the photos you took, you're going to be remembering, like, remember we pissed off those skaters?
Remember those skater kids? Losers.
Yeah.
And I like skater kids. Kids, skating's cool, man.
Yeah.
It's radical. Go skate.
Vital Revivalist nails it. I'm surprised Kim didn't rope them into the frame. No kidding. I'm surprised Kim didn't say, come on, get in the photo with us, guys.
I think she was still mad for almost running one of them over, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It was happening there, but... Anyway, it was dumb, and it was all crazy, and there was a million things going on. It was just hard to manage it all, and then they were just pissy anyway. It's like, all right, you're fine. We're all lucky the rain stopped long enough to do any of this. Can't we all get along?
Exactly.
We live
in
a society.
Don't worry, plenty of daylight. Plenty of daylight for your photos.
Anyway, and then another weird thing this weekend that I didn't expect. Speaking of in-laws and your time at the little trip there, sure. I had to see my mother-in-law on Sunday. We did Father's Day early. Because some people are going to be out of town next week. So we decided to get on her side of the family when everybody was hanging out over there.
Smart.
And her mom greeted me with a big wet kiss on the cheek.
Oh, my God. Wet? Like she had just furiously licked her lips to get them extra.
They were pretty wet. Yeah.
Saucy.
Yeah. And, or she just drank something, maybe. Smooch. She was moist from the juice she was drinking. I don't know or what. But anyway, big mother-in-law lips on the side of my face. And she's never done that before.
Interesting. Weird. Did she leave a lipstick mark?
No, she didn't have any lipstick on.
Okay.
But the whole night, it's all I could think about. It's like... Like, why did she do that? I said, Kim, did your mom like kiss you when you walked in? No. I'm like, she kissed me on the cheek. She'd never done that before. On my big stubbly cheek, just like, meh. And I was like, okay, new level here, new relationship deal I got to manage. I don't know.
Right. Oh, great. Great. Terrific.
Yeah. I didn't like it. That's what I'm saying. I didn't like it at all. And I like my mother-in-law's fine. I tease her and stuff, and she's uppity and silently racist and lots of other problems, but I get along with her. You know, I'm nice to her. She's nice to me. We're fine. We know what our boundaries are. But what was that? And then, another little not as gross, but a little bit of a peck on the cheek on the way out.
Aw.
I don't know, dude.
That was gross. Aw, I mean, come on. She's, you know, this is her saying, hey, I love that you married my daughter. I appreciate you. And mwah.
I wish she just said, I love you and I'm glad you married my daughter, and then didn't kiss me on this.
Yeah. About a fist bump.
A little fist bump or something. I mean, it's fine. I'm just not used to it. If this is how she always had been, whatever. I wouldn't even think twice about it. It's not like it's gross.
She's been watching a lot of European TV. She's starting to adopt the French way of saying hello, and we're all going to have to start getting used to it.
Well, maybe. But I think she hates the French, so I don't think that's it.
Because they're Dern Ferners.
Yeah. Yeah, she holds a lot of old grudges, I think, and the French are in that somehow or other. Anyway, how'd your trip go? You had a little getaway. It was fun.
We're calling it. We reframed it because out of the 12 or out of the 11 of us, 10 of us live in Colorado and see each other on a fairly regular basis. So we can't really call it a family reunion. One of us, one of the group, lives in Texas, and she came up for the trip. But everybody else, right here in Denver. So we're calling it a family retreat, which is what many of us wanted to do once the food started flying. No, it was, you know, I was really hoping for some wacky stories, but it was a really good, fun weekend. It's we've got a great family. It's George and Barb, his four daughters, one of whom couldn't make it. She had a music festival she was going to in New York. And then two granddaughters, one of which also couldn't make it because she was going to a camp thing. So, but the other 11 of us had a great time. We took turns cooking. I had breakfast. I cooked breakfast yesterday morning and then cooked dinner on Saturday night. I'm in charge of doing pizzas every time we do this because they love the pizzas that I make. They love the dough. I make it from scratch. And they're like, saying this dough, you don't have to leave the crusts on your plate. You eat the dough. You eat the crusts.
I am definitely one of those that would eat any leftover crust, even if someone gross left theirs on their plate. I would still eat the crust.
But I made five pizzas and took over that kitchen and just was like a pizza making machine. Like one was in the oven. All right, I've got dough making over here. I've got another pizza I'm assembling with toppings. And they're like, Brian, if this podcasting thing ever doesn't work out, you need to open a pizza place.
Yeah. They get Guy Fieri out there helping you out.
That's right. Oh yeah, Flavor Town with Brian and Guy. Yeah. Bib and Guy. Mm-hmm. Pizza Town.
That's right. He would tell you
Flavorville.
He would say that Flavorville, exactly. And he would say it's your food is gangster, he would say.
This is off the hook.
Off the hook.
Off the chain.
Yeah, the cheese just mixes
this
just right.
This is so good. I almost dropped the sunglasses that I have for some reason attached to a rope around my neck onto my forehead.
Yeah, those things are always precariously perched, I've found.
Exactly.
Fun, though. I would eat one of your pizzas. We should make you in Vegas one year. Just make a pizza. Everybody try it.
That's the problem. There's not really, I guess we could do an Airbnb off strip, and I could cook pizzas out there, but
be hard to do in the hotel.
It would be hard to do in the. It'd be impossible to do in the hotel room. I guess middle of summer, I just hold the uncooked pizza outside for a minute, and it's done.
Yeah, just lay it on the sidewalk in August. You'll be fine.
We never got to Ticket to Ride or Clank. I was really hoping to play some Clank with at least Tristan and a couple other people, but we were busy nonstop. But we did get we played a bunch of Codenames. Great game if you've got a large group of people because you just have to divide up into two teams. Laughing our heads off at some of the clues people are giving. And then we played this game called Telestrations, which is, I don't know if I described it, but it's you can have up to 12 people, and it's basically the game of telephone with drawing. You get a word, you draw it, you pass that to the next person. They look at your drawing, flip over the page, and write down what they think it is. They pass it to the next person, who looks at what the person wrote down, flips it, and then draws it. And you basically go around the entire table. And then at the end, you kind of flip through and look and see what everyone did. It's less of like a how do you score points kind of thing, because you can't really. But it's hilarious, and you start laughing your heads off looking at the directions that things went awry for your drawings.
Everybody timed each time?
Yes. Yeah, you basically time the drawing parts. You don't time the writing down guesses part, but everyone, you know, just got to look at it and kind of.
But if you're drawing, you got like a, what is it, like one of those sand
things?
Like
2 minutes, I think. You have 2 minutes to do your drawing.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I got to play this. It sounds awesome.
It's fantastic. It's such a great party game. And again, one of these where if you've got a big group of people, it's A, super easy. To explain the rules. I just explained it in 30 seconds, which I don't even think half-asses takes that little amount of time to explain. Mm-hmm. you don't have to have drawing skill to be really good at it. Everybody gets to draw and guess, and just had such a great time.
That's great. I want to play that game. Yeah. I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
Telestrations, right? That's the name?
Telestrations. Right. And then, yesterday we've packed up, we've cleaned up as best we could in the Airbnb, we're ready to go. We decide, hey, let's take a quick group photo out on the balcony with the trees behind us, these really tall, this forest right behind us.
Yeah.
And so we get out there, I lean my camera, I basically said, okay, so right where Tristan's standing is the right edge, where Jackie is standing is the left edge. Everybody kind of arrange yourself in there, and then I'm going to set the timer for 10 seconds. I'm going to come over and join you guys, and then we're gonna have the picture.
Right.
So I set everything up, lean it up against a drinking cup, and kind of looking at the frame and like, all right, this is everybody's in here. Good. Perfect. Hit the button. Go around. Get in the picture. Standing there. Picture comes out. We glance at it. It looks fine to all of us. We hop in our cars and we start driving home.
Oh, no.
And then I get a text yesterday afternoon from Barb. Hey, Brian, can you Photoshop me into the photo? It's your Aunt Barb. And we look at the photo, and she is directly behind one of the other people. And all you see is her hat.
Wow.
And it's basically like, if you can't see the camera... Yeah. You should know the camera can't see you.
Yeah. So you're going to do that? You're going to Photoshop her?
I have to figure out how to Photoshop Barb's head into the photo somehow without making her look, because we're all kind of clustered together, and it's not like I can separate two people and put Barb in the middle.
Exactly.
I actually have to make her appear above.
Right.
And she's going to look like a giant.
Yeah. She either has to be like way above, or you got to put her out in front somehow. Like, none of it's going to look right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ultimately.
Exactly. My thinking is I'm actually going to do a version where I replace everybody's head with Barb. I have a bunch of photos of Barb. I'm just going to like...
That's a great idea.
A bunch of Barbs all looking around.
Yeah. You 100% should do that as a joke.
Yeah.
Why
not? Okay, well,
you got the new beta. Do some generative Barb fill.
Generative Barb fill.
Yeah.
Oh, we had so much fun with that. Like... playing around with photos. I pulled out the laptop and said, hey, let's play around with AI for a few minutes.
Yeah.
And just, you know, selecting a big chunk of empty area in a bicycle photo and saying, put in a space window, and it creates this window to space, and it looks, there's a shadow and you can see through it and all that stuff.
It's pretty crazy what they're doing with that.
Really is.
Yeah, it's intense. I know they're, how far are they? I don't know when the real release is, but the beta is probably going to go for a while.
I have no idea. But the beta sure is working well. So
there you have it then. Go generate your fills, everybody.
There you go. Yes.
Somebody generate fill. This is the hot new Netflix show. all right. Well, there you go. That's our weekend. You know, we all had a good time. Everything was fine.
We all had a good time.
Yeah.
Good time. I promise next weekend, next Monday, coming back from Vegas, there's going to be some wacky stories. I promise you.
Well, because you're going to Vegas. That's how it works.
Going to Vegas. Yeah. It's included in the price.
Nice. Well, skater kids be damned. Sloppy mother kisses be damned. We're going to do the rest of our show today. And the fun part is we're going to bring somebody in for this. This here deal. And because he's in Japan, I'm going to cheat a little. Also, he was third, so I'm actually not cheating.
Good.
I'm going to see if I can get Tanner in here. And we'll make him today's... thing, because he was third caller anyway, and you know, he's in Japan. I don't know if he's gonna answer now, though. He's showing offline. That could be trouble. Tanner,
I think
Brian went crusty. I don't know why. Oh, probably because he's in Japan. Oh, and it's weird. Here, let me put us right here. Hey Tanner, what's going on? Are you in Japan? What's going on?
We are in Japan.
Oh my gosh, Are you okay with the locals, the authorities? You haven't done anything like, oh, that American up the road, he's really fouled up this time. We're deporting him or any of that. You all good?
Had no run-ins with the police, although we did have one incident. We were coming back from Nagoya, heading back to Osaka, and we got on the women's only train, and it took only 3 stops to realize that we were the only males on this car.
They have a women's only train?
Yeah, like
God, that's so sexist.
Sexual harassment's like a huge thing here. Like you can't turn off your camera shutter sound while you're here, because people are like trying to sneak pictures of girls. So there's like train cars that only women can get on. Well, me and Alex, being the dumb foreigners, like jumped on the closest train car and looked around. And we're like, we're the only guys on here.
Yeah. Did anybody say it? They probably know you're just American tourists and you don't know.
They kind of looked at us, and I mean, no one ever says anything. Like, even if you do something wrong, they just kind of look at you. But everyone's so polite and really nice. And when you look lost, they'll like come and help you. Like, it's been awesome.
It's the most polite culture that Tina and I have ever experienced.
Yeah. Except for that thing where it requires a separate train for the women because the men won't stop harassing the men or the women.
Well, yeah. There's the impolite men that necessitated a women only train. Yes.
That's just wild to me. I never even heard of that. But I guess, I don't know, every culture's got their problem. All right. Everyone's
got it.
Is it
pink? Like, is the car pink?
There's like a pink sticker on the floor and then on the windows. But like the train was about to pull away. So we just like ran and jumped on, because if you miss it, you have to wait like 10 minutes for the next one.
You know what you should have done? Here's what you should have done when you realized what had happened, when everyone's looking at you and you realize you're the only men on the train. You should have gone, You should have done that.
Does that train car always have to stop for directions, by the way?
Yes, they ask frequently. It asks frequently.
The men's train just goes on and gets lost all night.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Doesn't want to stop. That's fantastic. What a weird thing. Thank you for teaching me something new about the Japanese culture today. Nicely done.
You're welcome.
Someone in the chat says it's true in Mexico City as well. So that's interesting.
Send your emails to me. I'll take your emails. It's a joke. It's a joke. But, you know, as in, like, I get done making the joke, oh, that's so sexist, and then I make the, you know, sexist joke.
Sure. So anyway, hey, look, we're going to bring you into the game today. We're going to have some fun with you. Oh, I got to play this.
Yes.
We got music and everything. Hey, it's time for the, normally we do half-asses, but instead we're going to do a little over-under, and you're going to be a part of it. Brian's going to explain the rules and what Tanner could get out of all this.
Well, yeah, I will. It's time to play Tadpool High-Low. I'll ask Scott a question that has a number for the answer. After he gives his guess, Tanner will determine or guess if the actual answer is higher or lower than the answer that Scott gave us. If Tanner gets 3 out of the 5 questions right, you get he gets a prize package that includes X-Morph Defense Complete Pack and Monaco.
Ooh, Monaco's good. I don't know what that other one is, though. I haven't heard of it. Monaco's great.
I don't either. X-Morph. Defense Complete Pack.
Yeah, Monaco's cool. I think there's a sequel or one coming. It's a rad little game. And Tanner, you like games. You'll be happy to win these things. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. All right. If you're ready, then Scott, I'm going to give you your first question. On average, hey, it's another equality question. On average, what percent of land in ancient Sparta was owned by women? What percent of land in ancient Sparta was owned by women?
Oh, I'm going to guess it's higher than I would think, because I think Spartan women were kind of propped up as awesome, because they probably were.
It wasn't madness.
This is madness. Let's do... I'm going to say
50%. 50%. 50% is incorrect. Tanner, is the actual number higher or lower than 50%?
I'm going to go with higher.
Higher. Tanner says higher. The actual answer is just a tiny bit lower, 40%.
Oh!
Spartan women could run businesses, drive chariots, and exercise in the nude in Sparta.
Wow. Exercise in the nude.
In the nude.
All right. That wasn't a place called the nude, like a club or something.
Oh, yeah, no, it was the nude. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Where are you going? Yeah, I think I'm going to go to the nude.
I'm going to the nude tonight.
Do some cardio. It's leg day at the nude.
They're giving 2-for-1 monthly subscriptions at the nude.
That's right. Bring a friend at the nude.
Yep.
All right. Wow. Well, that's all right. That's all right. You still have 4 chances to get 3 right. I think you can do it. I know you can do it. Question number 2. How many weeks did Macarena spend at number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100? That's the one.
How many weeks?
How many weeks? It was on the top of the Billboard charts for more than 1 week. How many weeks was it at the top of the charts?
I'm going to say 28 weeks at the top.
28 weeks is incorrect. Tanner, is the actual answer higher or lower than 28?
Going to go with lower.
That's a good answer. Yeah, lower is correct. 14 weeks on the charts. Some radio stations played it on a 24-hour loop for weeks. Hey, Macarena.
Chat room has the actual answer, which is too many weeks. Is how many?
Too many weeks is the actual. Yes, I would have also accepted too many weeks.
Yeah,
yes,
that sounds about right to me.
All right, you got 1 and 1. Just need 2 more. Let's give you 1 more here. As of 2018, boy, this is appropriate. As of 2018, what percent of the U.S. population has listened to a podcast? Whether it's ours, whether it's Joe Rogan, whether it's This American Life, what percentage of the U.S. population has listened to a podcast?
I'm going to say, as of 2018, that's an interesting year.
As of 2018, yes.
I'll say 30%.
30%. Yeah. That is incorrect. Tanner, is the actual number higher or lower than 30%?
Based on my coworkers, I'm going to go slightly higher.
Slightly higher is very good. It's a very good way to go. 44%. Just under half. The average podcast listener tunes into about 7 shows per week. And for us, that's just ours.
Yeah, that's just us. So that's interesting. I was trying to think if there would have been anything that would have made it beefier post 2018, but it's probably the same numbers now, or roughly.
I'll bet it's the same. Yeah, I'll bet, you know, there's probably a slow increase just as people tune away from radio and tune into their own media.
I could see that. Maybe I don't know, pandemic may have boosted that. I don't know. I'd be curious.
Oh, I'll bet. Yeah. Well, yeah. I think 80% of white men have created a podcast. Yeah.
And they're all true crime podcasts. Yep.
That's right. Exactly.
All right.
All right, Tanner, you're doing well. All you need is 1 more, and you've got 2 questions to do it. Here's your first one. Here we go. On average, how many tail feathers does a peacock have?
How many
tail feathers? And I know you're thinking to yourself, well, let's see. There's red, orange, yellow, green, yeah, blue,
yeah,
purple.
Yeah, must see TV right there.
That's right, exactly.
I'm going to say 78 feathers.
78. 78 is incorrect. Tanner, is the actual number higher or lower? Peacock tail feathers, higher or lower than 78?
This would be the female, I believe, right? Because the males are boring. The female has all.
No, the males are the colorful.
Oh, is it the other way?
Yeah. Well, it's the males have to attract the females.
It's almost always the opposite with Bert. No, it's not, because some male birds have to do all the dancing and shit.
Yeah, male birds are usually the more brightly colored ones than the females.
They just don't ask for directions.
They just don't ask for directions and they get lost. That's why you see a bunch of geese going,
kind of dicks.
No, I'm driving now. Let me take the lead. All right. You're saying the actual number is higher. It is higher. Yeah. It's almost double what Scott said, 160.
Damn.
Without their trademark eye spot feathers, the boys have no luck with the girls.
Oh, that's a shame.
And that is a win for Tanner. We still have 1 question left. Let's ask it anyway.
Yeah, let's do it.
In miles, what's the record distance run by a human in 24 hours? So you've got 24 hours. You're just running. How far do you get in 24 hours? I will say that this is as of... Where are my glasses? I can't find my glasses.
Oh my gosh. How will you see? How will
There's
you
some
see?
Very tiny writing that says as of when this thing was taken.
Oh. Yeah, you need those for that stuff.
I know, I do. It's like
hell, even with my surgery things, I need those for that stuff.
There we go. Here we go. Found them. I took them on the trip, you see.
Yeah.
So they were in my bag.
Sure.
Yes.
Got to read them rules.
This is as of 2018.
Okay.
24 hours, how far did someone run?
I'm going to go... I'm just trying to think of the human body's capable of doing. I assume stops for, you know, great quick water grabs and junk.
Probably.
But probably not stopping for a meal and a sleepover. But it
maybe
doesn't
a
matter.
Meal, but not a sleepover.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, I guess, because it's still about how many miles in a short amount of time. Right. So I'm going to say 248 miles in that time.
Okay. 248 is incorrect. Tanner, is the actual answer higher or lower than 248?
I'm going to go with lower. That seems like a lot.
It is a lot. It is lower. It's 189 miles, which is still an average of about 8 minutes per mile for 24 hours straight.
Oh, my gosh. That is crazy, though. Yeah, can you imagine
189 miles. But that you got that one. You didn't need it, but you got it anyway. And you've won our prizes. Congratulations, Tanner. You're getting a copy of X-Morph, Defense Complete Pack, and Monaco. I'm just going to actually put these right in your message them to you right now.
Yeah,
look at that.
Stick them in the Discord there. That's perfect. Oh, Tanner, I'm so glad you won. Let's let Fletcher congratulate you.
Congratulations. You're a winner.
Have you heard anyone there go,
Canada!
While you were there? Has that happened?
No,
nothing? No Tetsuo yelling at the top of his lungs or any of that?
No, really nobody yells. Everyone's very quiet and reserved.
Yeah.
I haven't heard any screaming.
Have you heard any? Okay, I got one more for you. Have you heard... Okay. Oh, I lost it. I used to have this here. Can't find it. Never mind. I had Zelda making a scream noise, and clearly they don't.
There
do
are
that.
Special places you can go in Japan just to scream or get screamed at. I believe.
Oh,
you just pay.
Yeah,
you just pay, and you can get screamed at by.
You get
somebody.
On the ladies only train, and
then you can. That's right. It just takes one lady who's not having it to scream at you.
So my presumption is that there's a ladies only train, and that means there's a men's only train, but that also implies there's probably still a mixed train. There's mixed trains.
Wait. Why does that imply that there's a men's only train? I think it's just a women's only train.
There's not. So if you choose it still gets to my point. If the woman chooses to go on the mixed train, she can do that.
Yeah.
But this other thing's there as a way to avoid all the pervs, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. It's like, Yeah,
they're weird. I watched a documentary once where on the train, you know, it's all packed in there. It's like sardines.
Yeah.
And there was a dude who was an executive, high up executive at like Nissan or something. And he just sat there the whole time, wedged in there, reading a comic book called Rape Man. Which was just this whole story about a guy that ran around raping everybody. And it was just normal. You know, I was like,
we've seen so many people. We were actually crammed in a train today, and you're like, you know, nuts to butts up with people like crammed in there like sardines. And so many people are reading like really weird manga and like completely normal.
Yeah.
It's just what you do. Just I noticed that too. Like we'd look over at somebody's manga that they're reading. It's like, oh, well, there's nudity right there. Okay. Well, just right there on the train. Okay. Yeah.
Also, I've never heard the term nuts to butts. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Nuts to butts up with people is my favorite traveling American sideshow.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Well done. It's always good to also hear from you, and I'm glad you're having a great time. What a whirlwind 3 weeks. I guess you leave in like 24 hours or something, right?
Yeah, I actually just checked into our flight. We leave in 24 hours, and as soon as we get back, I will send you your pocket papers.
That's right. He got some. Paper. Yeah, he got some stuff that we're a little nervous about.
I looked it up. It fortunately does not have to do with cockroaches, but I'm still nervous about it.
Yeah, I'd be nervous, but I don't know anything about it, so I'm just gonna I'm gonna wait until I get it, and we'll do it on the show.
Yeah, don't spoil it. And even what I looked up won't spoil it because it's
Yeah. Did you see? Sorry, this is a weird question. But did you see Spider-Verse while you were there or no?
No. I really wanted to. I guess a lot of like American movies are in English.
Yeah.
And I guess we covered it, but we just hadn't had any time.
Yeah, that's the reason I ask. Is Carter and her whole foobar in the Netherlands? They thought they were English with subtitles, and instead it was all in Dutch, and she didn't speak that obviously, so she had to leave. But I was curious if it was like that in Japan or if they were all subs or what the deal was. But anyway, when you get home, dude, you got to see that as soon as you can. It's so good.
Oh, I know. I've heard really good things.
So good. Tanner Goodman, everybody. He's awesome, and you should know him. And you can do that by joining our Discord and just talking to him. He's a cool dude. Helps us run things over there.
Very cool dude.
Do that and join us over at frogpants.com/Discord. Have a safe trip home, and don't take any naked manga about raping people. Don't be doing that.
Don't all you right. tell me what to do.
That's the old phrase. Stay out of the naked manga.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a good idea. Always a good idea.
Well done. That was fun. Let's get into this right here. It's time for today's news, and it's brought to you by...
Hey, Scott, I sure wish there was a way to get you and John's core commentary on the Xbox and Starfield event. Is there a way?
Oh, my gosh. That voice choice, I didn't expect it.
I didn't know that was coming. Thank you, Maria.
That's really nice. yeah, we John and I, yesterday at 11 a.m. Mountain Time, they did the full Xbox event. We've had the PlayStation event a couple of weeks ago. This is kind of Apple's E3 event, time. Of course, there is no E3. So this is when all the companies do their stuff today. Ubisoft does their Forward event. I think tonight is something with Capcom. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff going on. But the Microsoft one was a big one. Xbox and the Starfield extended thing. And we watched that whole thing and did a full commentary track on it, both video and audio. It's all up there and available. So if you listen to Core, you already know it. If you don't, check it out, frogpants.com/core. I really like doing those commentary tracks with John because we crack each other up. And it's way more fun than those things are normally. They're kind of boring normally. So
yeah,
tune in.
That's the way to do it. It's like, you know, it's like the film set commentary. You take something that normally would be just horrible to do on your own and
yeah,
watch with somebody else.
Have some fun. Exactly. So go check it out. That's frogpants.com/core for details. Let's get into it. A couple stories here. I think we have time for. A Houston Zoo elephants or the Houston Zoo elephants. You ever been to the Houston Zoo?
My favorite team.
Yeah. Oh, you like the elephants? Oh, I don't think
they had a good Houston Zoo elephants. Yeah.
They're in a rebuilding year, but maybe next year.
Yeah, not a great year for them. But
you ever been though to that zoo? It's supposed to be good. Good zoo.
I don't think we have. We've been to Houston. We went there a lot when my dad and stepmom were living there, but I don't think we ever went to the zoo.
Yeah, this is supposed to be one of the better zoos. I've never been either, but I've heard good things about it. Anyway, the Houston Zoo elephants take daily yoga classes to stay limber and healthy. Did we just lose a bunch of Texans?
Downward-facing pachyderm.
Yeah, they're going to start calling this place woke, I guess, or something. Is that what we do? That's what we do now, right?
That's what we do. It's whenever there's something that somebody does that's weird to us.
That's new and different.
They're just woke.
Oh, they're woke. Yeah, and woke. The elephants are woke, man.
Well, that person's reading manga on the subway. He's woke. All women trained are woke.
I don't look at dirty manga unless it's 3 a.m. on my computer.
Exactly.
Anything else is woke.
Anything out of the norm to me, woke.
That's right. Woke. Let's see. Houston Zoo elephants. Like, have you ever seen them do a handstand or anything like that? You ever seen, at a circus?
I've seen elephants get up on their hind legs.
Yeah.
You know, and do that for a second. But no, not so.
This elephant named Tess does this every day for 40 years. She can lift her own 6,500-pound body weight on her front two legs. That's all part of her daily workout routine. She's definitely our most flexible, says Kristen Windel, the Houston Zoo's elephant manager. I want to be an elephant manager so bad.
No kidding. I used to be an elephant middle manager, and there was just no growth. Like I hit the glass ceiling, and I just couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah, and then they want you to be elephant regional manager, and then you
deal
with too many people in that job. I don't want to do that.
That's right. Yes, exactly.
All 12 members of the elephant herd do multiple training sets, though Tess is the only one that can do the handstand. She's currently the toughest.
I'm amazed
one.
That an elephant can do a handstand. That is crazy.
They do elephant yoga sessions every day as routine health checks, it says. Quote, so this is the time where we see everything about them, Wendell says. We get a good look at their skin, we check their feet, we check their mouth, but we also get a good look at the range of motion they have and how they're moving, so we can know exactly how they're feeling by these training sets. So anyway, kind of a fun feel good story there with the elephants.
The photo of Tess doing the headstand is just amazing. And also, if you kind of pretend you don't know what you're looking at and you just imagine it's an alien creature you have to fight in a video game, it's really kind of cool.
Yeah, it works, right? It's like a weird Final Fantasy gun. Yeah. I'm gonna get you, but I don't see your eyes. There's my butthole. That's pretty cool. That is really cool, actually. How did 6,500 pounds? Good lord! Oh, look at them all.
Do that.
That's cute. Hey, did you know that, I don't know why this reminded me of this. I think it's because it's a big animal with prehistoric origins, but
sure.
Jurassic Park is 36 years old today. 36? No, wait. No, 30 years old. Right? So, no, it was 93. So
93, okay.
So 30 years is all.
Wow.
So that's a bit. That's a big
it
number.
Is all. It's still a lot. It's quite a bit.
Yeah. It's a whole hell of a lot.
Yeah.
A man got fired from his job for taking toilet breaks for 6 hours a day, every day. If he's working an 8-hour day, that's not good.
Hilarious. Yeah. Wow.
I feel like I would. I think he maybe deserved to be fired. You know,
I think he deserves both getting fired and the hemorrhoid problem that I'm sure he has from just going and sitting down on the toilet playing Candy Crush for 6 hours.
That's right. It's a man in China, according to the Laodong Daily. Did you ever go there?
never went to the Laodong Daily.
That's a great, fun name to say.
Did the Laodong Gazette, but no, it was...
not the Daily, yeah. It was a competing paper. They printed in the same place, but they were competing.
Yes, yeah, it was a JOA, Joint Operating Agreement. Yep.
A Chinese court recently ruled that the daily toilet breaks of the man surnamed Wang were not within reasonable and normal psychological needs, he says. That's a weird way of writing that sentence.
Yes.
Even though he cited health concerns as the reason for them. Yeah, 6 hours is too much.
Within reasonable and normal psychological needs, physiological needs.
I think they have rules there. Like, you could, if you were spending an hour in there a day, that'd probably be grounds for firing here. But I think over there, it's like, yeah. I think it'd be really hard to lose a job. You'd have to do stuff like stay in there 6 hours.
Yeah, right? I mean, I think...
Or kill somebody or something.
You do this anywhere. You do 6 hours of toilet breaks. I think you're going to get fired anywhere.
That's true. I just think you'd get away with less here, you know? Or more, sorry.
You get away with more. I think you could probably get away, like you could add up and maybe get away with 2.5 hours at an eight-hour job with toilet breaks. Man,
you'd have to really time it right. You know,
exactly. You'd have to do it so that the same person who sees you take a toilet break doesn't see you take four toilet breaks, right? Like, you just basically want to, like, oh, all right, they're out of the room. This other person's in. You know what? I haven't got to the bathroom in a while. I'm going to really quickly go to the bathroom. And then you go and you're gone for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, 20 minute. That's how you do it. Do it for lockout times that are weird times, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. No, that's when people are pooping from lunch. Don't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe... like 11:30, get in there until about 10 to noon. Everybody goes to lunch. They come back about an hour later. They're all feeling a little, you know.
You can, that one you can kind of expect. It's like, oh, well, he just came back from lunch. He definitely has to go to the bathroom, blah, blah, blah. And then you just keep basically doing
it's
that.
It's funny trying to do the math.
I think you've
got to
take your first one, though. If you have a 9-to-5 job, you got to take your first one at 10 or else you're going to miss your, like, you really got to get into the rhythm.
Oh, yeah. I agree. Yeah. It just depends on where you're at, too. Some bathrooms or some places you work will have multiple stalls and multiple bathrooms even and that sort of thing. But if you're working in some small company with like a men's and women's and it's, you know, single little closet for each, you're not going to last long there, I don't think.
No, we had that at Media Marketing. It was basically like a we had one men's room, one women's room on each floor, and it was just a bathroom. Like, you know, it was just two bathrooms on each floor, one toilet in each bathroom, no stalls or anything. It was just basically very noticeable if you had that thing locked up for 20 minutes.
Oh, this reminds me of something. I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah,
yesterday with the kids, after we were done with photos, we decided to go to dinner. We went to a Mexican place we like called La Fountain. Something
La
like
Fonda,
that.
Maybe? Or you've told us about La Fountain before.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good. They make great smothered burritos. Family owned, all this stuff. But something happened. Well, two things happened. One, had to go pee. And I don't like any public bathrooms because they're almost always gross.
Sure.
Unless you're in some fancy place or whatever.
Yeah.
But this was the cleanest, nicest, most well-kept bathroom I've been in ages. It was so nice in there.
Oh, that's good.
And that's one thing. That's nice enough. Whatever. I get out and I don't think much about it. But then my daughter points out that at this location and two or three others that these families own, basically it comes down to this. My daughter, Cart Taylor, thinks that these are fronts for drug businesses.
Really?
And the reason she thinks this, is because she'll see, like, you watch two guys come in who are just kind of itching and scratching on themselves. They look really gaunt and like they are needing a fix. This is how they looked. A couple of white guys. They come in just scratching, itching, looking at us kind of squirrely and just twitching all over the place. They take him in through the back and around some corner. They're there for like 10 minutes. And then they both come out looking all happy and excited and like itching each other again and walking out of there. And all I'm saying really? Is maybe, just maybe.
Yeah.
You know, like these places are almost always not empty, but there's not a lot of people there. So I don't think mm-hmm. they're booming, but yeah. they're keeping a really nice bathroom. They got a really nice everything else. The food's nice. It feels like a front for something.
There's a Chinese restaurant around the corner from us that is, it's spelled Heaven Dragon, but we call it the Heathen Dragon.
Oh, Lord.
But it was definitely a front. Like, I think the previous owner got busted because it was a front for a little drug.
Oh, they found out. They caught him, did they? Okay.
Little too much moo in the Mugu Gai Pan.
Yeah, it's like El Pollo Loco Chicken Brothers. Pollos Hermanos. Yeah, like that. Oh, yeah, Chad's talking about it. It's like, it's reminding me of that feeling of like, even though Gus Fring was a huge drug lord,
yeah,
he ran the place so well. Like, very efficient. How are the fryers? Make sure you're using proper customer. You know, everything was so not just a front, but like a really well-run front. That's how these Mexican places feel. They feel really well-run. I don't know. I felt like, and there's a lady that's always there. And I'm always like, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing great. I hope you folks are doing great. I hope you have a great day here. And we're going to take good care of you. Part of me is like, are you like Lady Gus Fring or something? I want to know.
Gustina Fring. Yeah.
Gustavarina. I don't know how you'd say it.
By the way, so I don't know if you saw on Showtime the amazing show, Your Honor, starring Bryan Cranston.
Not yet.
Starring Walter White, Bryan Cranston.
Not yet. Now that I have Showtime, it is definitely on my list, but I have not yet.
Yes. Season 2 is out, and a few episodes in, he meets up with a guy, shakes his hand, says, I'm looking forward to all the things we're going to do together. And it's the guy who was the T.O. in the wheelchair with the bell.
Not T.O.
Salamanca.
Salamanca. The big ding, 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 ding.
Ding, 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 ding. Yes, it was that guy. And it's like, oh, look at those two together shaking hands. Wow, crazy.
Oh, my gosh. That's weird. I love that guy.
Yeah.
He's great. So what's only sad about him is, other than a few episodes of Saul and some flashback episodes of Breaking Bad, you only ever had him talking and walking a very small handful of times. And the rest of it was him just going, bing, bing, bing. Yeah, with
the twisted look on his face, hitting the bell.
Yeah, so it's always just a little weird when he walks out and just starts talking and shaking hands. It's just like, oh yeah, right. He's an actor who can do stuff that isn't trapped in a wheelchair. Got it.
Yeah,
he's great. Yeah, Hector. That's right. I forget his name.
Hector. And Bryan Cranston retiring. Planning on retiring in 2026 from acting.
Oh, so I heard. I thought he said he's just taking. I thought he's taking a year off. Is all. Isn't that what I read? Or I might be mixing Tom Holland and him up, because Tom Holland's doing that too.
You know what? Maybe it is. Maybe it is clarification, because I do see Bryan Cranston clarifies his comments on retiring in 2026. So I'll bet you it's just the headline is he's not retiring, but will take a pause on acting after his 70th birthday in 2026.
That's what it is. He just wants it. He wants to decompress. You know?
Take a year off. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Does that mean that that show is done now? We're no more seasons?
I don't know. I don't know where we're middle of the season, so I don't know how it's going to end.
Oh, boy.
Holy cow, that show is so good. So you never saw the first season?
No.
I'm so envious of you getting to enjoy that show.
I'm excited to see it. I want to. I almost forgot to mention this. I'll mention it now. I'm going to put this in your Discord here.
Okay.
I put it
in my Discord.
I don't want to freak anybody out, but researchers studying frog movements with radio pants. Scientists have put
poisonous frog pants. Yep. Wow.
Look at that. Scientists have put tiny pants on poisonous frogs to track their movements. I don't know if I should sue or be thrilled. I don't know how to feel.
I know. It's kind of blemishes the frog pants name, really, if you ask me.
It's the whole poison part, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway. What hath we wrought? We're going to take a break. When we come back, Stephen Schleicher is going to join us to do a little catch up with him and see what's going on in the world of pop culture, comics, movies, and more. That's coming up right after this break with the song that Brian brought. What is it?
Yeah, let's go to Minneapolis for this one. An indie alt-rock trio that goes by the name Yam House. Y-A-M-H-A-U-S. Like Yam House. If that's how you want to say it. This is their brand new single. It's called Sandcastle. Now listen, you're going to be hearing this song, and it's going to sound like they're saying an asshole. But they're really saying a hassle. Okay. All right. Because it rhymes with sand castle. It has to be hassle. Okay. Too much hassle living in a sand castle. Except they're not Russian. Anyway, here's the band Yam House from Minneapolis and their song Sandcastle.
The whole world is made of sand. I feel it slipping through my hands. It's a shame. It's an asshole.
They're holding the flashlight, they're holding their sister, they might be holding hands with their loved one, baby, doing the love walk. Come on, I do that every day. I used to do this in the movies in the 70s.
And the plastic in the aesthetic shield also blocks out abusive rays and assists in the regeneration of cells.
I know that must have been an amazing song, and I'll find out after the show today, but can you tell people what it was one more time?
I can. Again, they're not singing asshole. That is Yam House and their version, or their single, Sandcastle. There's also a new acoustic version you can find on YouTube as well if you really like it and you want to hear it with fewer electronic instruments. They're from Minneapolis. The band is Yam House.
Nice. Well, go check it out. Let's do this now.
And now, welcome Steven to the show. He's a huge freaking nerd.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Hey, it's Steven Schleicher joining us from MajorSpoilers.com, a wonderful website that you should all be visiting and bookmarking and using all the time for your hot takes and your great pop culture coverage. Hello, Steven. Welcome back.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Hey, man. It's good to have you here. I hope your weekend was all right. No flooding? None of that?
No flooding. We actually went out of town.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like you when it comes to public bathrooms, in that I despise them. And unless there is a dire emergency, I will refuse to go into a public bathroom.
Yeah, same.
Happened to be in downtown Kansas City at the, what is it called? The Arabia Steamboat Museum. I guess they're uncovering a buried steamboat there.
Oh.
And I had an extreme emergency. And I must say, if anybody is at the Arabia Steamboat Museum,
yeah,
they have the cleanest A-plus rated bathroom I have ever been in.
Really?
Yelp, 5 stars.
Wow.
It was 5 stars. I mean, the only thing that was a negative was when I went out to wash my hands. Yeah. Well, the homeless guy in the stall next to me. But when I went out to wash my hands, somebody had ripped off the soap dispenser by the sink. But on the wall, they had one of these little automatic soap dispensers, and it smelled like strawberries.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Wow. Well, lemons and a lemonade. Well, nice. Good on them.
Yeah. Wow. You know what? We need more hopeful stories like this, Stephen.
No kidding. Give us hope for public bathrooms everywhere.
Yeah.
I like what Free Granger says in the chat. 5 sharts would poop here again.
Yep, totally. 5 sharts. That's the rating scale is sharts. Yes. I like it.
Sharts.
Well, it's good to have you back and to be reminded that we feel the same about bathrooms, public or otherwise.
Yep.
Let's get into this whole... So I've been hearing... I don't know why there's so much public chatter about this right now, but... I guess it's interesting. Hasbro's got a shared universe, and it's been happening since 2015, and I don't think any of us knew it.
Almost a decade, I want to say. I think it was maybe a few years before that. I want to say 2013, so we may be in a decade into the Hasbro shared universe. So for people that read comic books, IDW Publishing released a whole bunch of comic books that had Transformers crossing over with Ghostbusters, so we got introduced to the Ecto-1 Transformer car, and of course, Hasbro released a car like that. We've seen... Transformers crossover with My Little Pony and a bunch of other properties, including G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
And so it's been a decade that we've seen that. And I only bring this up for no reason.
Well, okay. That's interesting.
For no reason.
I mean,
For no other, you know, non-related perhaps, is that there's a new Transformers
movie. Oh, right. Yeah, that Transformers, let's check on it today. Last time I checked it was not doing so great reviews-wise.
Oh, really?
53%. I mean, whatever. I'm still going to see this one. 91% from audience. Holy crap.
It looks like it's a pretty fun ride, but stick around to the post credits.
Oh, so is there a little bit of like...
I mean, I'm just not... It has nothing to do with what I just talked about.
Okay. Does Hasbro own the Micronauts? Because...
I think they do. Because this was going to be like... It was going to be Micronauts, ROM...
Mm-hmm. G.I. Joe.
Transformers. Oh, G.I. Joe. Yeah, which you mentioned. Yeah, G.I. Joe. And My Little Pony as well, right? Part of this as well.
Really? My Little Pony is part of this?
There is a great comic series that is Transformers meets My Little Pony. It is out of this world crazy, but it perfectly makes sense, and it is so funny.
Friendship in Disguise is what it's called. And the Magic of Cybertron. Look at that.
I must know more about that terrible concept. That sounds great. Is it significant in any other sense? Like, it's now time to speculate and say Hasbro doing
there's
next?
Somebody in the chat that is like, Brian, wave when Steven has stopped spoiling things. So I'm no longer going to spoil things about Transformers and possible G.I. Joe crossover movie. until people sit down and watch the end credits to Transformers Rise of the Beast.
Yeah, I don't think you've not spoiled anything. You've said nothing spoiling.
Well, tell me this, like if the Micronauts appear, that's the only thing.
Oh, there's no Micronauts.
Go see this. Okay,
no, there's no Micronauts.
Then forget it. Brian's not going.
Like, if you were going to tell me the end credit sequence features a line of toys that Brian is a huge fan of, then I'd be like, oh, let me get my tickets today. But if you're not saying that, then nope.
All right. Yeah, forget it.
But there is a weird thing. Is for some reason I thought the last major Transformers movie had the crossover happen already, but apparently I must have imagined all of that.
Well,
but now the crossover is going to be official. So
okay, now Hasbro also owns D&D, and Hasbro was up front and center in the credits for the new D&D movie, which was really fun and excellent. I love that thing. Are you saying that's also part of somehow
that is one that they have not? I think it's specifically their toy line, not their game line.
Okay.
And again, this was something that they announced like 10 years ago that they were going to do this shared universe, that all the Hasbro stuff exists in the same place. And so then they were like, we're going to launch all these toys that cross over with these other properties and comic books. And potentially in 2015, they did say that they were going to create a shared movie universe with Transformers, G.I. Joe, and I think one other property, but none of that has come to light.
Do you think it was probably
the 2023,
the basking in the afterglow that was the failed attempt to do that over at Universal? Do you think that maybe gave them a little pause and they went,
that probably gave a lot of people a lot of pause. Yeah. That could have been handled a lot better than the way it was. Sure. But yeah, I think that gave some people some pause. But then also Hasbro has seen toy declines in that same time period as well. As well as comic book declines over at IDW Publishing, et cetera. So there are probably multiple things that kind of factored into them slowing down. Are people really ready for G.I. Joe and Transformers to cross over?
I mean, no, but yes.
I mean, yes, come on.
I love stuff like that. That would give me, you know, give me a reason.
I'm going to say no from the critics, yes from me. I would like it. I like this.
That would
be
awesome.
Yeah. Real quick here, they also own GoBots. Do you think we ever get a GoBots Transformers combo? Because that'd be cool, right? Because GoBots, they bought them to get rid of the competition, basically, but they're never going to do it.
GoBots.
They're never going to do it. Unless you know something that you saw at the end. Okay. All right.
No, there was actually a rumor not too long ago, maybe 5 years ago. Well, maybe a little bit longer than 5 years ago, maybe around the same time that they announced this crossover, there was a big rumor that Disney was going to buy Hasbro because they wanted the My Little Pony, G.I. Joe, and Transformers toy lines to make money for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, here, let's do some combining. I've looked at all of their owned IPs. We could potentially get a crossover of Mr. Potato Head.
Yes,
and Littlest Pet Shop, you know?
Yes.
We could do GoBots and Action Man. We could do Pound Puppies and Micro Machines. There's so much possibility here.
Oh, yeah, all the Pound Puppies. Yeah. One of the Pound Puppies would have to talk really, really fast.
Yeah, they would. You could do Nerf. Oh, my gosh, they own Nerf. So you could do Nerf and Cluedo.
All G.I. Joe Nerf uses is Nerf guns.
Yeah, it was right?
Remember
the
cartoons where nobody ever dies? It's because they were using Nerf guns.
Oh, that's the deal. Okay. That makes sense.
I like that. Or even like Cluedo, you say, just say it was in the ballroom with the spongy darts.
That's right.
Mr. Green.
They could do Magic the Gathering, D&D could cross over. They own both those.
Ooh, that's probably going to get some people angry.
Oh, no, that would fire people up like nothing else. I mean, be so pissed.
That being said, the latest Magic the Gathering set that's going to be released is The Hobbit, I believe, is the latest one. So, or Lord of the Rings, which, you know, they're the same thing. But
do you think we're... Well, let's jump to it. Actually, I want to talk about this. So, the little animated, is this spoil?
Oh, Claire, go away, go away, Claire.
You know what? This may spoil something because it's just a it's a set piece in the movie, and so I don't want people to freak out. But there's a reference to Lego.
This thing called a multiverse. Yeah. Where anything can happen.
Yeah, multiverses. You know how in some recent multiverse movies, sometimes it's animated, sometimes it's not, sometimes it's a like in Everything Everywhere All at Once. Sometimes it's two rocks on a cliff, right? So you do all this wacky crossover, and they did that with a little bit of Lego, which is a nice. Lord and what's his name reference anyway.
Lord Miller
because they wrote and directed that movie, the original Lego movie. Anyway, what did you learn about this? What's going on here?
So here's the thing. First of all, if you watched it, you were like, wow, that doesn't look like the previous Lego animations that we've seen in those other two Lego movies, and that's because those are 3D animated. The Lego animation that you see in Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is hand-animated real Lego.
Actual animated Lego, like stop-motion animation Lego. Mm-hmm.
Not just that. It's not like a team of experts. Let's talk about who did it.
Yes, the person who did this, his name is Preston Mutenga. And he is a 14-year-old boy.
Awesome. Love it.
So cool.
He created that segment nights and weekends after he finished his homework. He had previously done a Lego stop-motion animation of the Across the Spider-Verse trailer when the first one dropped. Lord and Miller saw it. They were so impressed that they offered him a job to do this Lego segment for the Across the Spider-Verse movie.
I love that so much. That's amazing. That kid is living his best freaking possible life at the moment. And that's
kidding. Good for him, man. Jeez.
Yeah. Maybe that'll, I don't know. Maybe that'll do something for a kid. He'll have a career, you know?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I had to look at both my kids at the lunch table and said, this kid's 14 years old and look what he's done with his life.
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah, that's always best.
And without giving any spoilers, there sure was a familiar voice for J. Jonah Jameson in there.
There certainly was.
There sure was. Well, he does them all, right? He's in the games. He's always in these things.
Yeah, I guess he's locked in.
Yeah, he's
probably not a spoiler.
He's forever. He's the forever J. Jonas, I think.
Okay, Brian, you can wave at Claire now.
Get it back in, Claire. You're fine. All right.
Also, Rosebud was a sled. Oh!
You did a breakthrough event. I need to know how this went.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was
Brian,
it?
Brian, have you done breakthroughs before?
I have never seen this. Okay. I looked to see if they had one of these in Denver, and I can't find whatever it's called. You know, it's obviously there's escape rooms, but there's some other name for it. And
yeah, it's not. Well, I thought it was an escape room. The boys thought it was an escape room. My wife is the one that found this and said, hey, let's go do this thing. And we're like, okay. And we thought it was an escape room. But no, you go in and you buy like 2 hours or 4 hours time, and you can have teams of 2 to 4 players. You pick your team name, and then you go into these little rooms, and each room is something that has a skill, a physical, a component, a mental component, or a portion of all three. So you go in and you have a set time to do something. So like maybe in one of the mental rooms, you go in and it's trivia, and you get points based on whether you answer these trivia questions correctly. But depending on the difficulty level, you can get more or less points. And so you try to answer as many as you can, try to get the highest score that you can, and you're competing with anyone else throughout the day that also brings their team in. In a physical room, there was a lot of floor is lava type stuff. There's some stuff that was a little bit too physical, where you kind of have to run up this ramp and push buttons as the colors go off.
Parkour kind of thing. Yeah.
Parkour kind of thing, which my oldest son loved. He was having all sorts of fun with that. There are puzzles that you have to figure out. Like the one that I thought was really cool, and why I thought you had done this one maybe before, Brian, was you go into a room and you're in a prison cell, and there's writing on all the walls, the number of days that people have been there. There's a, you know, somebody has written on the wall, don't press the button. Seriously, don't press the button. And then there's a mirror and it says, start here. And you've got like 3 minutes to figure out this puzzle. They give you nothing else in these rooms. They're just like a clue, like the floor is lava is all that you know about this room. You have to pull apart the sink, which leads to a door that runs you through a tunnel over these pipes and everything. You get to another room, and in order to get out, you have to answer. You have to, like, we lost this one big time when we decided not to do it again. But it was like Tina and Ray have been in the prison cell the longest. And so you have to run back and figure out, have they been there the longest? Yeah, and then, then it's like Tim has been here the shortest amount of time. And it's asking you all these questions. You have to find the false question. You have to run back and figure it out. And you have to do it in this time limit. Everything is with a time limit. And it was a lot of fun. It was amazing. So if anybody's in the Kansas City area, it's BRK Through is the website. And it was just an amazing 2 hours that we had. There's like 30 rooms, like 20 or 30 rooms that you can go through. You can go back and do them again. It doesn't add to your point total. So if you go in and you get zero on a room, you can go back in and you can redo it again. And
but only your first time through counts for points was?
No, no. So if I go in and we do 50 points the first time we do it, and we're like, hey, let's go back in and see if we can get a higher score. If we go back in and get 75, then 75 is the one that they take, but they don't
add. 125.
Not 125. Right, and if you go back in the second time and you get 10 points, then you're kind of screwed.
That's your latest one. Oh, this is so cool. I hope they expand out to Denver, because even price wise, on par with an escape room, really.
Yeah, $29 for 2 hours, $30
per person for 2 hours, or you can do 4 hours. I would really encourage you to do teams of four instead of teams of two or three, because there are some skills challenges that require four people to do it.
Sure.
I think some of them, two people, I don't think would be able to score as high, but you're still going to have a lot of fun. It was a great time. And again, not sponsoring anything. It was just an event that I went to, and I immediately thought of Brian, because I was like, oh, this is something Brian would love to do.
I mean, I'd seriously consider going to Kansas just to do this.
Well, if you're ever in Kansas City, let's do it. Let's go do that thing.
By the way, across the street from a place called the Jerky Outlet Experience. So do that as well.
That's right. We did not go to that. It's also just down the street. So there's Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah.
But this is like the, I don't know if it's the largest Dick's Sporting Goods in the region, but I call it Big Dick's.
Oh, Big Dick.
And then just down the streets from that I think it's retail outlet. I don't know what they sell there, but it's Menards. So Dick's is next to Menards.
Oh, Menards. Right. People like Menards. There's also Shields. I like going through Shields.
Shields is like right next door to the Breakthrough.
Walking through
right there. Off of Highway 69.
Yeah.
Nice. Yep.
I never buy things at Shields, but I'll walk through there anytime.
Oh, yeah. It's fun to walk through. Ours has a giant Ferris wheel and a giant aquarium.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's so stupid because it's like, well, what do you need? I need a backpack for this trip we're taking. Cool. I'll just walk through Shields and not spend a dime because everything's
and
too expensive.
And find the one that you want and then order it online.
And then order it online, right, yeah. Exactly. Find a better price online. I hate that, but that's the truth. All right. Yeah. Well, this is all good. Watch for Breakthrough events in your area if they ever expand. But Kansas City's where you got to go now. So enjoy that. It's like Fat Cats here. We got these Fat Cats places. I don't know if they've expanded, but it's like an arcade bowling. It's boring compared to this, but... Yeah. You know, everyone's got their local hoo-ha.
Yeah, we've got Fat Cats here too, which has like, you know, the 15 different kinds of games, arcade.
Does yours have a theater, Regal theater laser as well tag. Inside, like a movie theater or no?
They might have added that. They did have laser tag, and that's probably where they would have put the theater if they did change it. Yeah.
I'm trying to decide whether we got a brand new one with a theater built in, and I just thought, oh, that could be interesting. But then, I don't know, that place is always a little dirty and gross to me, so I don't know if I want to go. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Anyway, well, there you have it. Steven, anything going on the site you want people to know about or the shows?
No, I would still tell people if they want to have a fun experience in World War II, punches Nazis in the face, then check out Critical Hit. It's our Punch All Nazis campaign using the Octoon Cthulhu rule set. It's a really fun system, and people can go check it out. There's still plenty of time to catch up to where we are this week.
Nice. What about the temperatures are warming up? Do you have any suggestions?
Oh, yeah, man. I have had to take the boy to the swimming pool multiple times already.
Yeah.
And even though we're in the water, you can still get super dehydrated. So just remember, everyone, as the summer warms up, stay hydrated.
Drink pool water. You heard it from Steven.
You heard it.
Drink pool water.
I heard it. I'll bet you guys, but I heard it. All right. Bye, Steven. That was great. All right, we're done the show with a final text here from Boolander.
Boolander.
I like that name. This is a text that came to 801-471-0462. It's a documentary suggestion, and he says, a Las Vegas connection. Independent Lens on PBS is streaming something called Storming Caesar's Palace. Might be too much for your TMS audience, but I think you and Ibbot would be open to a new angle on the city.
I'm curious as to why it'd be too much for the.
I don't know
why it'd be too much for the audience, but
I'm gonna look it up. Let's see. Storming
don't
Caesar's
find it on
Palace.
Just Watch.
It's just PBS. Looks like if you want your life to get better, you've got to fight for it. Watch trailer. Oh, it's like civil
PBS
rights thing.
PBS is like one of the easiest things to stream because I think all you have to do is just prove you're in the city that has a public broadcasting.
Yeah, that's my memory as well.
You don't have to pay or anything, yeah.
Yeah, you might have to listen to them to say, part of this is brought to you by the Gates Foundation and the ability to put stuff where you need it or whatever they do.
Donate $10 right now to get a free gift bag.
So here's a little opener trailer for it.
We're going to tighten the eligibility standards to eliminate those who are receiving welfare fraudulently.
Okay, this is some kind of Vegas 1970 activism thing. I'll watch this.
Ruby Duncan joined a welfare rights group of mothers who defied notions of the welfare queen in a fight for guaranteed income. Ruby and other equality activists took on the Nevada mob in organizing a massive protest that shut down Caesar's Palace.
I've never even heard of this. So I'm in.
It's very cool.
I'll watch this. Thank you, Boolander.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
Anytime you want to tell us something that's cool, Boolander, I'll trust you and watch it. All right, buddy? Be like Boolander, send us text 801-471-0462. You can email us, themorningstream@gmail.com. I want to thank our patrons for getting us kicked off on a brand new month here. Big thanks to everybody for your support. You may have gotten a weird message or two during processing. We had some processing errors this time, and it took forever to get through them. And anyway, it's a long story. Don't have to tell everybody about it. But because of that, it was on the banking side. It made things a little bit weird. So if you got any weird messages, we apologize. You shouldn't have, but if you did, I know a couple did, our apologies. But normally it's very smooth and simple. Hop over there now, patreon.com/TMS. Sign up today and get all the many benefits that are listed therein. Brian, we're done. We need to play a song, though. Do you have one to play?
I will play a song. Yes, Chris wrote in and said, I'm turning the big 5-0 this year.
Oh, shit.
Let's party.
Got it.
So it seemed like a good time to finally get around to requesting a song. Thank you, signed Chris. His request was any version of Coldplay's Viva La Vida. Although, by the way, I like how he says, any version of Coldplay's Viva La Vida, then parentheses, Coldplay. Though I prefer upbeat. A little redundant, a little extra Coldplay in there. Sure. Too cold. Upbeat, I got your upbeat. I got a version of Coldplay's Viva La Vida that sounds like it's from the 80s and done by some new wave band, which I think you'll really dig. This is a version by Joy Electric from their 2009 album, Favorites at Play. Here is Viva La Vida.
Jerusalem bells are ringing, Roman cavalry choirs are singing.
If you like what you just heard, there's a very good chance you will like all the shows on the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
The first thing you'll see when you turn on your set-top box is TV.
Oh.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.